to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from a completely nondescript house in Sparks, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined this week by only the Dogwater Dick. No Chewy, no Nick, screw those guys, they're out of town. But here in the studio, we've got a great lineup with formerly known as, and a lot of wonderful people calling in today.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A little short.
That's not bad.
But we do have plenty of phone calls. Wow, do I sound echoey or is it just me?
Yeah, you know, you sound echoey.
Huh.
I think it's just the way it is.
You screwed up.
I think, yeah, it's the
it's always the sound guy's fault.
It is.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
It's the microphone for the guitar, which we won't be able to hear most of the time.
So I'm just drawing attention to something that's not going to be there when people listen?
I really hope. You know, sometimes that isn't the way it works out, though.
Like I was mentioning, we've got Diana Bishop and Susan from formerly known as here with us today. She's so happy I remembered her name.
I'm sorry. There's something always between my leg that's fucking shit up. So
that's all right. Yeah,
I got the same problem.
I would give you a ding, but no. Oh.
sexually.
good evening, lady, or good day, or afternoon, whenever it is you're listening to the podcast. Hi, it has been a couple of weeks since we've been with you.
Oh, my God.
We decided we had a cancellation 2 weeks ago, and I had a plan next week off, so we decided, let's take a vacation.
And usually we're not lazy like that. Usually it's somebody calls in, we don't give a fuck, we do the show anyway.
Right.
You know, Ben doesn't show, we start calling people, like, frantically trying to get Felix's drunk ass over here or something, but...
It's the middle of the summer.
We just
we're
gave
hot,
in.
Tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why not take a... We deserve a
we do.
Vacation.
God damn you people.
You guys just let Felix Polanski wreck everything then? Is
that yeah. We just let him in. Yeah. He comes in, knocks things over, gets drunk, passes out on the floor during the podcast.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Normal Felix. Hey, Riku, what's Felix's favorite thing to do?
Oh, my God. Where is Riku?
Riku?
She's missing. I know.
Get back here from St. Louis.
I am a very pretty princess.
Yes, I know you are, but what do you think about Felix?
What's his W-A-G.
That is not
that
right.
That is so
at all.
Inappropriate. Only when you're flying the friendly skies.
Felix likes to drink.
There we go. Good job, honey.
Sure does.
Thank you for sharing.
And my name is Riku.
Yeah, that's my daughter. I whore her out. Before the age of six. That's right. Thank you.
I
thank
know.
You.
That's so wrong.
Unfortunately, Nick's not in the studio. We shouldn't do it without him here, should
There's
we?
There's no. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's, you know, it's like he's here. You know,
Nick, what do you think of Bishop? You don't have it ready.
Fuck.
Never mind.
God,
never mind. I ruined
suck.
The joke. Rick ruined the joke.
Oh, I just suck his dick.
There you go.
Hi, Nick. Miss you. Nick might be calling in a little later. He is on location with Nowhere Nevada, our film production in Middlegate, Nevada, site of the worst clamper doings in ever last year. Everybody hated it, but they went and filmed a movie there this weekend or this week, the last couple of days, with the whole cast and crew of Nowhere Nevada. Except
they
for
deserve
like,
a good blow job, you know.
They sure do for all that hard work they've been doing. Gunshot Liquor also rolled into town for a little live shoot on location in Middlegate. Yeah. So that I saw some pictures taken, put on the interweb. So you should check out our Nowhere Nevada website, Facebook. Hey, look at that. Wow, weird.
I love tripping Rory out.
I hate
and
that.
The audience
and then
will
I'm
never
gonna,
hear
yeah,
that.
The audience yeah. is never gonna hear it. I'm just gonna be talking about what's happening in my headphones right now.
I was double checking to make sure that it was the guitar mic, and it is, which confirms that the audience will never know anything that we're talking about.
It's huge.
So I think they've only got like what a day or two left of shooting here. It was kind of a breakneck shooting schedule. We started last Sunday night. I was on location at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, so not exactly the most exotic or glamorous place to be. But we were there from, I don't know, about 8 p.m.
till 11 a.m.
Until 11 a.m. the next morning.
It was horrible.
I don't ever want to spend that much time in that place again. Even Mary
until
Anarchy.
Until Mary Anarchy.
Those aren't that long. I was doing some math in my head. Mary Anarchy will start at like 3 in the afternoon, and it's done by like 2, 3 in the morning. So that's not even 12 hours. That was way more than 12 hours.
Did you at least have music? Did you have bands or anything there?
Oh, no.
No, no. It was quiet
no,
on the set.
Going, yeah.
They had to kick out the bartenders because they got too drunk to be quiet on the set, and they kept talking.
It must have been Brian.
It was a lot of good times. No, Brian picked up the tab for that ninth drink.
No, Brian's doing great. Brian's producing that show. He's
he is producing. No, Brian's producing the hell out of it. Brian didn't get fucked up at all.
All right, Brian.
As much as others. We all, by the time 4 a.m. rolled around, I think pretty much everybody had had a drink or two.
I have to ask about Brian because we played a show for his birthday a couple of years back. And he didn't even make it past 12. He was out.
Brian likes to drink as well.
He likes to party. That's for sure.
He's all,
he was
Bishop,
dancing
Bishop,
and
come
drinking.
Come here with me.
Yeah. But yes, so it was a really good photo shoot. It was a really good shoot. We did a little music video. I was one of the choreographed dancers.
How did that go? Because I
had
know what
amazing
was supposed
timing.
To happen, but...
Thank you. I had amazing timing. I know. It got better. It went much much better by the end of the shoot than the beginning. Well, we only had one day to rehearse this. Like we had literally had one day of rehearsal 2 days before we shot it, and. I don't know. I thought it came out as well as it was ever going to be. See, that we had the four dancer girls, the strippers, in the front, and they were dancing, and they all know how to dance and like take choreography. And then it was just us schlubs like me and Dundas and Chaz and
Lep.
Well, yeah, but we were just the backup dork. Felix is like, he doesn't have to dance in line with us. He was like the dude of the scene.
So let me see if I have this correct. There were four strippers, and nobody called me.
Well, actresses.
Yeah.
I mean,
actresses. They're not really strippers. They're actresses.
Oh, some of them were.
Yeah, that's true. Some of them,
some of them were.
From what I understand, pretty much all strippers are actresses. Eh?
Hey, ding, ding, ding. It's a sales position, man. It's sales.
Salesman. That's right. It's.
But also last week, and I had a really, like last week it was nuts. We had the superhero crawl, went off really great. I was emceeing the show over at Strega. We got filmed by some national TV show. I don't know. Hopefully that was Alex Mann or something like that. Never heard of it. But, I would happy to be my face on his show. I'd be happy for that to happen.
Oh congratulations.
Yeah. That was great. The Unity, fundraiser over at Salvagery for the pier and Burn Wall Street. Everybody showed up for that. Thank you. Thank you. They had a great turnout. And hopefully some of our listeners at least stop by to say hi and help that out. Cause those are some great art projects. Just mind-blowingly phenomenal.
Are they going to Burn Wall Street?
Yes, they are making a mock replica of Wall Street, including the Merrill Lynch bull and some of the buildings out there that you can go inside and their murals painted on them. And then they're going to burn it all.
Wall Street is so lucky that most of the people who are against them are so high they won't really do anything. But that's an awesome concept. Very, very exciting.
Well, there they will build something that looks like it and burn it in the desert.
An effigy.
It is. It's an effigy of a corner, of an intersection.
Hey, I agree. Burn it. Burn the whole thing. For real, though. I mean, not like the mock-up. Just do it. I think.
A little Fight Club at the end with the Pixies song where they're blowing up all the credit card companies.
Or you could just get a stoner and just let them pass out with a cigarette.
Burn it that way. Burn it down. Simple.
Believe me, I know.
You've burned down houses with a cigarette before.
What was that for?
Try again, my friend.
No, I was when I was 17, when I got hellified, just faded, it passed out with my head underneath an ottoman with a cigarette on top.
Oh,
yeah. That's when I stopped drinking Jack Daniels.
That's when you shaved your head, huh?
Yeah.
That was a great weekend. That was 2 weeks ago. This past weekend, I don't know what happened. I stayed at home and watched movies and stuff.
You fail.
Yes, yeah. A little bit. No, actually, I win. I really needed
yeah,
the vegan.
Yeah, he didn't describe what stuff was. He may win a lot.
What movies were you
winning?
Watching?
I don't remember.
is that kind of like that lefty kind
watching winning movies with air quotes?
No, I think we're at company.
Maybe. Very and we, good. I said we were watching movies. And as my daughter is out of town,
ooh la la.
That kind of leaves the possibilities are endless.
Well, me and Rosie watch movies all the time.
Yeah, nobody needs a, you don't need a towel afterwards.
Right?
Yeah, it's better.
Well, with Rosie, you always need a towel because there's, never mind. Nobody there to take care of the mess.
Oh, that Rosie. Okay, I got it. I'm slow. Yeah.
You know Rosie real well, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, and in Spanish you call that Manuela.
Oh.
Manuela.
Because mano is hand. Manuela.
Manuela. And you wail on it?
Oh.
Oh. How was your last couple of weeks, Mr. Recording Fanatic Man?
It was fucking rad. I haven't recorded a goddamn thing since the last podcast. No, that's not true. So I started my vacation a week ago. Yeah, tell me about it. God damn it. And the first day that I'm taking off and not doing any recording or anything, I get a call from Jessica that she has a family member in town who needs an emergency recording session.
An emergency.
Oh wow. Cherry bear?
Yeah. So I had to put my police siren on my car to race home to do an emergency recording session. All the cars had to get out of the way because recording needed to happen. Yeah, and at 1:30 in the morning on my first night off, I'm here doing a recording for a family member of Jessica's who needed something tracked.
Is that her aunt?
Yes, I believe
okay.
so.
Yeah, she's cool. She's rad.
Yeah, she was, and it was really fun. And you know, and it was kind of cool to just out of the blue. I was out at a gay bar. And I know. And I got to drop everything.
Drinking some Virgin Shirley Temples.
Yeah.
It was all very queer.
Right? And they were everywhere.
Lecherous gays with their lecherous gays.
Yeah. And I was talking to some hot twink and then I get called out to do a recording session. So it was pretty fun.
Dude, you know what I saw? I wasn't at the Five Star the other weekend, but I saw a gay guy who actually got kicked out of the Five Star for being too gay.
Wow. I want to meet this guy. I mean, I've been accused of that myself, but I've never gotten kicked out of the Five Star. I was bought drinks there.
I was amazed.
Now, did he want to hear Madonna too many times, or no, did he decorate too much, or...
No, I work over at Shea's, so he showed
sequin
up.
Sequin short shorts.
No. He showed up over there, and he was just like the creepiest dude. Like huge guys in Shea's are like, oh my God, that dude is creepy. Like,
that's saying something.
So they wound up kicking him out of there too. It was just too much. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I just suck his dick.
Thank you, Nick.
He's gonna kill us.
That's your answer for everything.
That hurt a little bit.
And this pause brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link at PinkyPolansky.com.
PinkyPolansky.com.
They sponsor our awkward silences, just so you guys are aware.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Felix brings his beer.
Yeah, no, you know what? This bottle of wine isn't going to make it.
That's the point, my friend. That is the point.
We have many more.
I know because I'm.
You have many bottles of wine.
I'm
yes.
I'm in there already.
Bottles of wine. Oh, I bet I know from an art opening.
Yes, an art opening that Mallory bought like cases. Of
yeah,
wine
I've got
for,
a couple of bottles of those at my house. Yeah.
Didn't make it. Didn't get all drunk, so it's in our fridge.
Oh, we can solve that.
Yeah, so we need help with that, guys.
Susan gave
Bishop
up.
Bishop is
quitter.
A great help with that.
Yes,
I'm a driver.
Whenever there's anything to be drank,
so you're also a help.
Yes.
In that
somebody's
got to
drive.
Exactly. Hats off to you.
What about the police?
They can always drive you home. They are more than happy.
I'm not showing enough.
Just go out on the pyramid there and take your pants off. One of them will be along anytime now.
I need a ride.
Sexually.
Downtown or bust.
Are we going downtown or browntown?
sexy, muscular black guys.
You wouldn't think I'd just have that laying around.
Oh, you got Bishop there. Bishop is about falling out of his chair. Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap, man.
What time is that? Hurry up and call me, Nick Ramirez.
It's 7:15. Is he calling in the show?
He really is.
Oh, you had contact with him. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
We also have a band, Translation Audio, calling in here to talk with us. They're an out-of-town band who will be playing here in Reno very soon, and they're lots of fun. I caught them last time they played at Jub Jub's, and I told them, if you're going to support our scene and play great music here over and over again, we'll support your ass and get you on the podcast. So.
Nice.
They're giving us a call here in a while. Hopefully they remember and I don't just sound like a tool.
I call my ass. Well,
they remember to call me last week when we didn't do a podcast and I forgot to tell them we canceled. So big win on my end.
You could have just faked it. Hey, you're on the show.
Hey, thank you for being on. And I'm like sitting in my bed naked except for a bow tie.
Exactly. Don't tease Susan with that.
I know. These are a lot of personal questions for a radio show.
Here goes another button.
Oh
yeah, that's for you.
I'm going to have to leave. Yeah.
With my rippling
here.
Black guy muscles.
Yeah, not into black guys.
Really? Yeah. How's that?
Well, I'm sorry. It's true.
All right, but
everyone knows it.
Do you lean more white or Hispanic?
Excuse me?
Do you lean more white or Hispanic?
I lean more white.
Nice.
Because Rick does not like the white boys.
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay. I got a thing for Latinos.
I can't say that I remember you ever dating a white guy.
No, it's hardly ever happened.
Because David doesn't really count.
No, he's Hispanic.
Okay,
he's
all
Hispanic
right.
And Indian.
All right. Well, see, there you go.
So, yeah. And Daniel was black.
I have known you since the 20th century and have never known you to date a white guy.
Yeah, seriously. It's been pretty bad. I mean, I kind of dated a straight white guy for a little while there, but.
And it wasn't me.
Right. Well, we don't really consider you straight.
You're not straight.
Right. Well, I have a kid.
That doesn't. Jesus. Just because you can make baby batter doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I've got pictures on my phone. Never mind. Oh, wait. No, I don't.
Are you one of those dudes that get nervous around Father's Day? Checking the mail.
So far, I've only got one.
I think Bishop
is. But Missouri was many states and many moons ago.
Many moons
Who knows?
Ago. Yeah. So, yeah. In Missouri, I think you kind of got to hook up with a chick just.
Well, as long as they're related, it's okay.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah. Let's go to a song. Let's dig me out of this hole and have you guys do some entertainment for us.
I love it.
Let a little lead in. You guys are formerly known as. You guys are a Prince cover band? Tribute band?
Yes, tribute band.
Tribute
oh,
band.
Sweet.
Cover bands don't walk around in women's clothing. Why did I say that?
But tribute bands do.
Yes.
This one
excellent.
Does.
Excellent. Excellent.
Big difference.
But that means the backup singers get to wear sexy clothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the tight pants?
Yeah.
He does.
Several pair. Costume changes. Everything.
Yeah. All right. I'm definitely going to the next show.
Can you make pancakes? No, that's the famous Prince thing.
And play basketball.
And
we
can play basketball.
Basketball and pancakes. Kick your ass.
Say. Oh.
All right. So what are we going to hear first here?
Oh, what do you think? How about Take Me With You?
No, start with Cream.
Cream.
Please. Yeah.
All right. We could do that. How about
some
Cream?
Old
Since
sexy.
We're on that path.
Topic.
All right. Then you guys ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is it. It's time for you to go to the wire. You will hit, 'cause you got the burning desire. It's your time.
Time.
You've got the horn, so why don't you blow it? You are fine.
Fine.
You're filthy, cute, and baby, you know it.
cup cream. Don't you stop, cream sugar bop. You're so good, baby, there ain't nobody better.
Ain't nobody better.
So you should never ever go by the letter.
Never ever.
You're so cool.
Cool.
Everything you do is success.
Ooh.
Make the rules.
Rules.
Break them all, cause you are the best.
Ooh,
yeah. Yes, you are.
Cream. Get on top. Cream. Will cop cream. Don't you stop, cream sugar bop.
Look up in the air, it's your guitar. Dance. Why should you wait any longer? Take a chance. It could only make you stronger. It's your time.
It's your time.
You've got the horn, so why don't you blow it?
Go on and blow it.
You're so fine.
You're so fine.
You're filthy cute and baby.
You know it. You know it. Come on.
Cream.
Get on top. Cream. You will cop. Cream.
Don't you ever stop.
Cream. Shepherd get bop.
Cream.
Cream, 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 cream.
Cream.
Cream, 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 cream.
Cream. Shepherd get bop.
All right.
Nice, you guys.
I love songs about coffee.
What is the shovel gay bop? I don't get that.
Sugar.
Sugar gay bop. Shaboogie bop.
Shaboogie bop.
Shaboogie bop.
Decided we wanted to do that song. Bishop said, no, I'm not doing the song. I'm not doing it. Because he thought it said, tell sugar him what you thought it said.
Sugar gay bop.
What's wrong with that?
Right? Right? But it's shaboogie.
Shaboogie. So that makes all the difference.
Yeah, shaboogie bop.
Right. He didn't want to say sugar gay bop. And I said, why not? So now sometimes we say it just.
Maybe you turn into a Hanson tribute band.
Hey, that's better than Thane, who intentionally sings wrong lyrics every time we're at practice just to screw me
yes,
up.
Yes, and I give him nasty looks. Stop it.
You're just going to make Bishop mad.
No, our keyboard player also sings in the band.
Cool. And what's his name?
Thane.
Artesia.
I know, sexy.
Yeah. What's he doing? Why isn't he here?
Loserville.
He's
hey, you're right. He's not here. Band. Must be in Loserville.
He's playing with one of his other bands right now.
Oh, okay. Too cool for you guys.
Yeah.
Sexually.
He's short.
Hey.
Wow. The only I
not
only
that
know
that short.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, wait. Wrong question, but you've all just been Rickrolled. Wrong button, but okay. I'll
look, we start talking about Thane. She's got a fan or something.
Right?
Like, oh. I'm just kidding. In all actuality, dude, I'm sweating like a black kid trying to read. But
I don't know what black kids you hang out with.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm black. I'm just. Right. I'm
getting it. Really? Really?
Who would have thunk it?
Well, you are very articulate for your people.
Oh, no, not you. I meant them, but not you.
Not you.
You know, there's a difference between niggers and black people. They're scum in it, yeah.
And you asked for that, by the way.
He's just walking down that road.
Right.
Walking down, taking my shirt off. I need one of those 70 shorts with the
yeah. No, hey. And the mesh cut off. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's me going down.
We can
that
barely
road.
Get him to put his Prince clothing on.
Or keep them on.
Yeah, that's actually an issue.
I heard that was an issue with Prince as well.
Yeah, that's
so
why it works.
So how is it being a tribute band in a town like Reno where, you know, I do know of a couple friends who have tribute or cover bands playing big casinos and stuff. But you guys play, like, the local, all the regular live venues, right?
Yes.
Well, it's...
I mean, and are there really many other tribute bands like you guys around?
Nope. Not in Reno, but...
Right.
Oddly enough, you've, like, all the punk kids, all the metal kids love it. They're like, every time we play, they're there. Like people you would never expect to like Prince. Like, oh, no, that's... All of them show up, every last one of them. Like,
because we rock.
Dude, everybody loves Prince, though. I mean, Prince just rules.
No,
he's kind of the male Madonna of the 80s.
I think he's better than that, because like Madonna you talk about, and you've got to be, well, you know.
Camel toe.
Only queer. Oh. Like, yeah, she's all stringy. I haven't seen Prince lately, but goddamn, his music still holds up, you know.
So
you put on Kiss, and it's still fucking, I love that song.
Well, yeah.
No, not everybody likes Prince, though, because our first drummer, Kelly, great guy, but when me, Kelly, and Woody first came up with the idea for this band, Kelly's first answer to that question was, F you. See, hey. But
he hung in there for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, he hung in there.
Right.
He's a great guy.
He liked it well enough, at least.
Right.
Yeah, once he got into it, he's like, oh, well, I didn't know, but yeah.
Exactly. Who's your current drummer?
Mike
Orris.
Yeah, we
Mike
should mention Orris. This is a stripped down version. Normally you guys are more than three people, right?
Yeah,
there's seven of us.
Wow.
Yeah, only three of us can make it today.
Try fitting seven people on the stage at the BLCC. That's a that is a mirror. That's a show all itself, right? Just need a soundtrack and watch us try to put it up there. Especially since they put that piano on the stage. You really
that kind of cuts out a little bit.
And it doesn't even work. But it looks good. I'm just kidding.
It's a great club. Great club. I was over there the other night for, what was it, Rump. Heidelicious and doing some 90s R&B and hip hop all night long. And they're doing it once a month. I Heart Rump. Rump, check it out. They have a Facebook page. It was pretty cool for the first night out. They had goodie bags, little candy raver necklaces, and buttons.
I don't care about that. I like the 90s R&B.
Yeah, yeah. With the DJ Heidelicious. So that was a good time. She's fun. She's a lot of fun.
We'll have to go do that
one. We will.
Yeah, so yeah, they just had their first one. They want to do it at least once a month. Who else was doing it with her? Two of the chicks from Black Rock City All-Stars.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. They're doing some original stuff with her, and then they just, like, straight up played some old school, let everybody in the electric slide and bullshit, you know. it was a good time.
I caught them at the first block party.
Yeah.
Downtown block party. They just killed it, dude. I was
totally. You know, they're tight. They're a lot of fun.
Those are my two favorites from that show were them and the Shames. So, yeah.
Yay, the Shames, our first guests. Yes. Friends of the show. We need to get in here live one of these days.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, Penn, that's Penny.
That's Penny. Yeah.
Do we just have Georgia around? Do you know Georgia?
Yeah, Mowers? I know Georgia.
Where is it?
Stingray.
Yeah. Speaking of which, thank you for reminding me, Georgia. This segment of our podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Thank you, boys. Things are going great over there, so you guys should please check it out. They're having a great summer. They always have great deals. Friday the 13th, they were doing $13 tattoos all day long.
And say what?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you missed it. That was like 2 weeks ago. But they're always doing cool stuff. Like a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago, there was a post a picture of a tattoo you got here, and we'll give you a free ice cream cone for a month.
I liked it that way.
Look, there's a little ice cream shop around the way. So,
Yeah,
tattoos and ice cream. Who doesn't like that?
I like ice cream.
Bring the kids.
It's like titties and carrot cake.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the carrot cake comes in, but hey.
Titties. Did you miss that one? It was something all over the internet a couple years ago. Titties and carrot cake, it's all we need. Ooh.
Sweet.
It was awesome.
I like titties. Okay. You know what else I like? I'm talking to you, sound guy.
Wine?
Wine. He's
more
out.
More wine.
It's gone.
A little dry in here.
Is good. Do we need a bit more?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sweating like a brother at a white woman's funeral. I need it.
What does that mean?
I'm black and I don't know what that means.
Can we just go?
You're
back
trying too hard to be black. Are you right. sure that? Are you sure that's not makeup?
You know what? That's a normal thing. He has to work at it. Some of us
what?
Just
I
are,
bet. I bet you know how to ski.
Black people don't go. On
actually,
snow.
I'm the one that goes. In
you
the
know
snow.
How to ski? All right.
I fly fish too and backpack. Wow. Yes.
Do you wear like sandals and socks at the same time?
I'm not that big of a hippie, but I do work at Patagonia. So.
that is kind of hippie-ish. Yeah, a little bit.
Good right. place to hit on white guys.
Exactly. See, now he's getting it.
Well, I know.
No, I gotta be honest with you. I am disappointed with snow in general. You know, growing up in Florida, you know, like when you're a kid, you're like watching Empire Strikes Back, and you're trying to be like Luke Skywalker.
And Hoth.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Come out here and envision snow for like not even envision. There it is. Wow, it sucks.
Yeah,
I hate everything about it.
Yep. I am with you there, my friend. I am not a fan of the snow, but.
Then again, some of the girls that come down for skiing.
See?
I'm a big fan of that.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between snow and sex.
It's always great breaking your leg in the winter. Oh, yeah, I was on the snow. I fell off my snowboard and hit a tree, and then I tumbled into a dog.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, no.
That's not right, funny. That's
well, yeah, that's too soon.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Ryan Dunn, and this is Porsche Flip. Oh.
All right. It's all right. These are just jokes. Jokes without wine.
Without wine.
Oh, more wine. I'll be right back.
All right, Rick will be back. And while he's gone, let's get a little more serious and talk about the band. When's your next show? Are you playing anytime soon? Do you have a website?
We have the...
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
Formerly known as A Tribute to Prince. And we don't have a show planned.
So if you're looking to book a tribute band.
Well, here's the thing. We just got a new drummer, so we're getting all dialed in.
Right.
But he's ready. We had our first practice with him, and he's amazing. And I just kept giving him the thumbs up because I felt like we had a good groove going. And
right.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. And so now we have our bass player is out of town, and we had a backup. But he quit.
Your backup quit?
We had our backup quit. What
he didn't
kind of
quit. He
crap
had a
is
meltdown.
That? He did. He had a serious meltdown.
Hey, here's Rick with the wine. Yay. Thank you, Rick.
Wait, should I serve first?
No.
Yes, please.
There will be
you
no
should.
Sharing.
Just get the bottle. Right?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I like that you can hear the pouring of the wine.
Right.
Professional.
Hey, kids, and remember, don't drink and drive.
We drink professionally here.
That's right. Go.
Thank you.
Copious amounts, very quickly.
And the rest is yours.
All right.
Yeah, we're but currently auditioning bass players. We have a couple people coming in.
Awesome.
And we're looking.
So hopefully, if we can get, either way, our normal bass player will be back in September. So we're tentatively scheduling a show for Halloween. So. Just wait.
That's always a good time for a tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world is hungering for a Prince cover band around Halloween.
I really want to see you in the assless pants, man.
Oh,
we tried that. I gave him a pair of chaps.
But he
said, they were too
chaps.
Something.
Those aren't assless.
Yeah, that is different.
That's a whole different, you see?
All that means is you got to wear like rhinestone thong.
Exactly.
Man thong banana hammock.
See? You got it.
Yeah. I got a pair.
We can figure this out, Bishop. Don't worry. We can get you an assless pants.
I will wear the assless pants with the chaps, the whole,
I'm a cowboy.
On a steel horse, I ride.
Yeah, you have to have nice cheeks for those.
Why
do you keep rickrolling?
Because I had to switch my soundboard around, and now it's in the wrong place.
You're just full of hate this week.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And you have all lost the game. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody playing out there in internet's lands?
Yeah, but
you fail.
Yeah, but it's a rickroll. That's like old school. Nobody cares about Rick Astley anymore. Nobody. All right, he did have a decent haircut, but that's about it. That's it. Oh, and he sounded like a black guy.
Ah, see, and again, I'm pressing all the wrong buttons. My fingers are too fat for this smartphone. It's not a smartphone. They're not smartphones. They're
the fingers
mini
you are
computers.
Using are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, mash the keypad at the sound of the tone.
Oh, I almost choked on that one.
That was everybody laughing at you.
It almost sounds like Family Ties. I felt like Michael. Michael Fox or Michael Jackson.
Really? Not, he's not black, I told you.
Wait, coming from the black girl that only dates white dudes. Have you seen a black guy before?
Yes, ever? I have.
Not
have
your
you,
brother.
Have you ever seen one?
I've slept with a black man before.
She says it cautiously.
She says,
Me too.
One.
He was gorgeous. He was.
Not good for you. Yeah. See?
It's funny. They're always like super lean and awesome and perfectly muscular or totally fat.
He was like amazing. Amazing body. He's beautiful, dark skin.
Dude, I'm there.
No, you know, you have to say that out loud.
Say it.
The sharpest marble in the box?
No, he wasn't. We didn't have a lot to talk about.
Seriously, yeah, and that's
Except
been my experience
how
too.
How pretty he was.
Right. So now I like him a little wider and nerdier.
Ah, there you go.
Nerd is hot.
Nerd is very hot.
I like you. You should hang out after the show.
No worries, Rory.
Wait,
stay away from her.
We're forgetting someone, Diana.
What about me?
What's been your black experience?
I had a...
Did you see one?
I had a black boyfriend in high school, yes. I've been married for a very long time.
To a black
guy? To a black
guy? No, but...
There's a little hiatus in the middle.
Yeah,
really. Had she said yes, I would have just gotten up and beat the crap out of Bishop on principle.
Excuse me. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never dated a black guy or a white guy.
Rory?
I have never dated a guy.
Rory?
I have never dated a guy.
See, so?
There goes
dated.
My pen.
Technicalities.
Yes, oh. I've never dated a man of any persuasion or color.
Dated.
From what I hear, they're jerks anyway, so.
Could you hand me that pen?
Yeah.
But men? Oh, yeah, they're jerks.
Yeah, fuck. Men suck.
Yeah, you think it sucks dealing with women. Try dealing with gay guys.
Oh. Yeah, I'll stick with the women.
Fucking awful.
My brother is gay, and he dates a Latino man.
No, I'm going to stick with women. They're not big enough to keep you from walking out, so you can just turn around.
Depends on the woman.
That depends on the woman. Should we go there?
Oh, wait. We're not talking about, like, birth or...
No. But can I take you?
Oh, just because you beat me up in the front yard?
I didn't, actually. I held back.
Bitch is cheap.
That's right.
Well, because really, if you stop and think about it, all women are liars. From the makeup to the bras to the high heels to the dress to the girdle, like, they're just liars.
No,
it's false advertising most of the time.
I don't know.
You beat his ass?
Yep.
Nice.
That took him down on the grass.
What did he do?
I didn't hurt him. I don't remember. He wouldn't shut up,
pound?
I think. I think he wouldn't shut up. That happens a lot. And I told him to shut up. He wouldn't shut up.
Bishop, do you remember what you were doing that made her?
I don't even care. It'll never happen again. I mean, hey. How's
it didn't it happen twice? Okay, just saying.
So we're just going to drag out all our purple.
That's what the show's for. Please, by all means.
All right. Well, then, the reason why I got beat up in the front lawn by Susan is because I'm awesome.
With air quotes.
Because you're awesome. Yeah. I'm totally rad, so people want to beat me up all the time.
You see this?
Yeah, I see
it's
the
It's making
huge
your
thing
mics echo.
Your legs.
That's what I'm telling.
I think it's false advertising.
How about another song?
Yes.
Let's paint ourselves into a corner and leap out through the magic of music. So what do you think you're gonna hear? Where are we gonna hear this time?
Take me with you.
Yeah, that's a great one. Because I break everything. Hey,
breaking the
wine.
A lot of
Prince music is his old stuff before he
got weird.
Yeah. Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Is he JW now?
Yeah. Yeah.
No shit.
But it was very sexual, and that's probably why we are the type of man we are.
Right up until like with the mid-late 90s, he was still pretty sexy.
So he no longer
sexy.
Has a name, he no longer has a birthday, he hates the Catholic Church,
no,
what?
No, he's Prince again.
Yeah, he's still Prince, just no birthday. And yeah.
The artist no formerly known as,
did
the artist formerly known as.
Did you ever hear
as?
About the story where he rented out some football player's house once over in California?
No, tell us.
And the guy was over in Europe, so while he was gone, Prince comes in, remodels the whole house, paints it purple, everything, right? So, of course, when homeboy gets back, he's like 38 hot. Blah, 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 blah. Prince can't understand. He put it back the way it was, but I'm just saying, dude, really? You're going to rent somebody's house and then just totally change it?
don't you like the purple?
I like the hand there with the high.
I'm fucking Prince.
Like it, right? Do what I want. That's why Bishop says that.
Do what I want.
But we don't let him.
All right, you guys want to do this? Yeah. All right, this is Take Me With You.
I can't disguise the pounding of my heart. It beats so strong. It's in your eyes. What can I say? They turn me on. I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Just take me with you. Come on and touch a place in me that's calling out your name. We want each other oh so much. Why must we play this game? Don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Just take me with you. I don't care if we spend the night at your mansion. I don't care if we spend the night on the town. All I want is to spend the night together. All I want is to spend the night in your arms. To be around you is so alright. You're sure perfection.
Thank you.
Drive me crazy, drive me all night. Just don't break up your connection. I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Just take me with you. Don't care where we go. I don't care what we do.
Nice.
Thank you.
So I was out of my soundboard, or I would have been a lot faster on.
My applause. How about if I smell myself?
There you go. There. Applause for sniffing.
Just in case if anybody's interested, I am sweaty.
You should bottle that.
We used to have this girl, like back when we first started playing, and she would come to every show, right? And her husband. Freaked me out because the whole time her husband would be right there watching, but she would just be all over it. Like, she'd come up and just start grinding, whatever else. I'm like, okay, your husband's right there, right? And we'd, like, take a break, and I'd be outside, like, with my shirt open or something. She would come and, like, rub ice on my chest, right? kissed my neck, and her husband's right there like, oh, hey, yeah, nice to meet you, Bishop.
Okay, maybe those were some kind of green lights.
Dude, a lot of people are into that cuckold shit.
Yeah, I've known a few, but...
That's kind of creepy.
It's everywhere.
You can come back to our place, and I'll just watch from the closet.
Why is it that white cuckold couples mostly want black guys to have sex with their wives?
Big cock.
Is that it?
Too bad they're in for a disappointment of their life.
Yeah. Have you seen those pants, ladies?
Yeah. Smuggling walnuts.
Wait, that doesn't do me any good. Hold on.
No, it doesn't.
I'll do the Spinal Tap thing. I'll wrap like a cucumber in some tin foil.
No, don't do that.
Why tin foil?
I would reach in and take it out.
Oh, we're doing that. This will be your second black man.
No.
Ah, you have a casting couch at your studio as well.
Casting couch, is that what you call?
No. Normally that's just Thane's friends spending the night. So, but
all right. Rick, can I have some quiz music? It's time for a quiz.
Uh-oh. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, once again, it's over 18. Once again, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, in which I'm going to ask for three of you some very disturbing, awkward, and generally personal questions, and then randomly score you as I see fit. How do you like the sound of that?
I like it.
Sounds exciting. You like being tested and analyzed? Yeah,
I love it.
Everybody does.
I'm not going to get probed, am I?
Well, depending on your answers. Depends on your answers.
See me after the show.
Right.
We're going to start with one of my very favorite questions. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, Susan, who do you cannibalize first?
My lover.
And why?
The attachment's not as, long. You can always get another.
Less investment in the relationship.
It's just some stupid white guy.
Right, see? I like white meat.
I'm with you.
Bishop.
Yeah. We got same question?
Yeah, same question. Your lover, your brother, your mother. Who do you cannibalize first trapped on a desert isle?
My stepbrother. Fuck him.
Diana, you've answered this question before. Is your answer still the same?
I'm going to change it to brother this time.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
She's eating everybody.
Uh-huh. I know. Last time I picked mother, this time I'm taking brother.
But avoiding the lover. Avoiding the lover so far.
Diana has needs.
Last time I didn't have one, but this time, yes, I do have needs.
Wait. I just want to say the only reason why I'm avoiding my mother is she'll just bitch about it the whole time.
Oh, I love
time.
My mama.
you're
eating that piece? What's wrong with you? That's not the good. That's over here on my hip.
That's not how you cook that. What's wrong?
Diana?
Yes.
Name the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with.
Oh, Reverend Rory Dowd.
Oh.
I love you. You're the best. That's a 100-point answer.
Man, I deserve zero for that. He's not a celebrity. You know him well enough to know you don't want to have sex with him.
Bishop. Same question to you, my friend. Yeah, name the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with.
It doesn't matter. She's dead.
Say
that's
it
fine.
Anyway.
Aaliyah.
Good choice, my friend.
As she is today?
You're right. As she
no,
is today?
No, not as she is today. I mean, okay. Back.
And Susan.
Prince.
Ooh.
Hmm. As he is today or back
in
the day?
I'm curious, back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
As you know, Jehovah's...
With the permed, what do you call it, pompadour? Yeah.
Whatever.
Because you know Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in sex, so...
Or birthdays.
And they're slowly dying out as a result.
I can fix that.
You got powers.
Got a thing for sure.
You got to wonder about a religion that's been wrong about the coming of Christ twice. So,
oh, that never stopped anybody.
No. My mom's a JW.
Name the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Halle Berry.
Not bad.
She's a hit and run driver.
Okay, you're not supposed to like black guys, but you've picked black people twice now.
Oh, right.
I just like to point that out.
Well, first of all, black women.
Doesn't
count.
Prince
isn't quite black.
And she's
hot.
Not totally black.
Right?
Yeah, there they
are. And neither is Prince.
Yeah, really. They're all okay. Mulattoes. It's
see?
All
right.
She's well, half right and half wrong.
Bishop. Celebrity
myself.
Of the same gender.
And myself. Oh. Actually, I do that often.
But you're not a celeb.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm more of a celebrity than you, Bishop.
A dude?
Yeah, who are you going to make out with?
Come on,
dudes
Bishop.
Are just hideous, though. All right.
James Gum.
Ryan Gumbel.
Oh, that's negative 10 points.
Horrific. Dude.
I don't know. I don't look. They're just.
Okay, what about get a bro job from?
Guys are just gross. Look, have you ever looked at. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to ask. Guys are just.
All right, we can go with that. Negative 10 points is just fine. And Diana.
Audrey Hepburn.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's a good image. I like that.
As she is today.
Didn't she have like a slight bout of Tourette's or something?
You're thinking of Catherine Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn is actually terribly hot.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, Diana, would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up. Bishop?
Beat up.
And Susan? Beat up or arrested?
Homie ain't playing either one of those.
Say it was forced upon you.
Keep in mind that arrested well, has handcuffs involved.
So arrested because I know my share of cops.
Uh-huh. I bet they're all
so
white.
Yep.
You know where you're. You know where you're around a utility
you.
Belt. Let's see. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Huh.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Where and when? It mm-hmm. was a long, long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
And I was actually 17.
That's yeah, late.
Well,
that's,
yeah, late
I know,
bloomer.
I was a late bloomer.
Thought you were going to say you were Stewie Griffin.
What? No.
What?
You know, family guy.
Is there, Rick, is there anything in that wine?
No, that's the way he is all the time. Now you're
right, I only ever see him at Shays where I can't hear what he's actually saying.
Now you see why I had to beat him down.
He smiles. He smiles. It's dark. All I see is his big Cheshire smile in
yeah,
the shadow.
See? Right?
Oh, see, now.
Now it's coming
all we
up.
Ever talk about is Ray.
And you, sir?
First time?
First time you lost your virginity.
It was in my bedroom with my step-cousin.
Oh.
Ooh. keeping it in the family.
That's how we
that
do it.
That does get you good
and
points.
How old?
Oh, 12.
Damn.
12.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
No wonder you're so jaded.
Exactly.
Diana.
I think I avoided this question last time. I was like, I don't think I want to
well,
tell
your,
you guys.
Your face is matching the color of your dress. How old were you?
Oh, tell us.
Her eyes get real big as
Bishop
she sips wine.
Bishop already said
it
was 12. Come on.
I like the handwriting.
Oh, let's go with 13.
All right, give me a location.
A basement.
Ooh, 13 and in a basement. Were there older guys with Super 8 video cameras
no.
involved?
No video hey, cameras involved, thank
just
you.
Just for the record, because I have negative 10 points, I like to add that I once got laid in a graveyard.
Yeah, join the FN club. No, that doesn't get you any extra
points. That doesn't get any extra points.
A graveyard.
Well, I mean, who hasn't? well, it's a good thing that's not one of my questions.
Right, good.
How often do you masturbate?
I have to think about it because one of my male friends just moved out of town.
So
it's like a couple times a week now. It's not cool.
Couple of times a week. What the fuck kind of answer is that?
Bishop, how lonely are you, motherfucker?
I was just saying, I get it filmed otherwise.
Okay, all right. She just
got extra posthumous points.
I was
going to
say, several times a day if people will leave me the fuck alone.
I like that. All right, that did help your negative 10 points. Diana?
Normally, I'd say several times a day. However, I am doing just fine right now in my relationship.
Good to know.
He rocks.
Well, you get 0 points for 0 times a week.
Sorry. Aww.
It's all right, though. You can try again next time you're on the show. but see, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Susan?
Pick a fight.
Yeah, you would start the fight. You would be the aggressor. Who in all of history, alive or dead?
Oh, my gosh. Whitney Houston.
You know she's on crack. Dude.
She was a crazy bitch.
Right, she's got that crazy bath salt strength.
Right. But I'm wily.
She can take a hit from Bobby Brown.
Oh. This is true. This is true.
She can get the pipe out of his hand.
Right?
Bishop, who in all of history would you start a fist fight with?
Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
I fucking hate Lenny
Kravitz. I don't understand. Now, see, Lenny's totally doable because he's
mulatto. Right?
He's like Jennifer Lopez. He'd be really cool if he just shut the fuck up. Don't act. Don't
say anything. Diana.
Like I'm sticking with you, Mr. Rory. You're the one picking the fight. Nice. I'm going to fight you.
All right. I like that.
You started it.
Like hot chicks beat me up.
That happened to me in the front yard of the band house.
What would you like for your last meal, Susan?
I would say... maybe gumbo.
Mm.
With a
good gumbo.
A nice glass of red wine. And I'd be good. Just
all right.
That. Maybe a little salad on the side because I love salad.
Oh, you don't need salad if you got gumbo. It's got all the veggies inside.
You need salad. You need a little crispy in there.
True,
right?
That. True that. You, my friend.
Pussy.
You know, that's an excellent answer.
I love it.
You get more points,
thank
but
you,
it's
Bishop.
Not the first time somebody said that, surprisingly.
I'm not surprised. I've had it before. It's really good.
It's been a while.
I heard the black guys don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, really? We're going to start this again.
I heard that, too. That's
yeah.
The problem.
Yeah, no black people give any sort of oral, ever.
I've seen a lot of porn, and it just doesn't ever happen.
No, that's just black guys.
Just black guys.
Yeah. Black women. Just black guys.
Yeah, well, whatever.
File that note away.
Future reference.
Diana?
Sushi and sake.
Sushi and sake.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about you? What's yours?
I don't answer questions. I ask
when did
them.
You lose your virginity?
I don't answer
what celebrity would you sleep with?
All right, I'll tell you
come on,
the virginity question. All right. It was my freshman year of college. It was a month before I turned 19. I was on the Telnet, the internal chat system of the school, and this random girl in a different dorm said, "Hey, want to come over to my dorm tonight and play Let's Find Waldo?" And I said, well, that seems kind of lame, but all right, you're pretty, you got red hair, I'll come over. And I get over her dorm room, and her bed is covered in Where's Waldo sheets. And then I lost my virginity.
Apparently you found Waldo.
Yes, she did. Now, this is one of my most important questions on the quiz, so please carefully consider it. You're going down on a girl and you find a piece of warm, crispy bacon. Do you eat it? No, that's a no from Susan. Bishop?
No, I guess not.
No? And Diana?
No, I don't eat. I don't think I'm eating bacon anymore.
Oh, you all can't.
Pigs are smarter than dogs.
Yeah, if there's bacon there,
isn't that sad?
He's been there before. Yeah,
right. I love bacon.
The chef. All right,
you, Rory.
Now for our
would you eat it?
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Who doesn't love
our
bacon?
Rapid fire questions: Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Oh, white people.
Sex
music.
Pistols.
Yeah.
Clash.
Led Zeppelin or the Who?
Ooh, the Who.
Led Zeppelin.
That's a really hard one.
Come on, quick.
The Who.
Oh yeah, this is one of Nick's favorite. Beatles or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Beatles.
Okay. Puke or shit? Pick one.
Shit.
Oh wait, was that to the question or your answer? Just oh shit, or was that the actual answer? I'd say you're turning red, but I can't tell. Bishop got it.
That was, yeah. I'll just leave it.
Bishop?
I'm going to go with, I don't know, puke.
Diana.
Shit.
Blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Blind.
Blind. I need my music.
AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. Cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
I love ginger, so I'm sorry.
A gay ginger.
Ah, that's a good answer.
Gay ginger.
Oh. let's see. Weed or beer?
Weed.
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 Yay. Yay. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nickelback.
Coldplay.
Neither?
Is that an answer? You can say neither, really. Nobody told me that.
You can answer whatever you want.
Yeah,
some answers are
I'm
better
going back
than others.
With neither.
Neithers. Let's see. All right, we're done with the rapid fire. We're done with the questions. I'm going to randomly say that Diana, since you've been on the show before, you don't count.
Oh.
Bishop, you're not hot. Susan wins!
Oh. Yeah.
With a fine, fine score of over 200 points that I'm not going to add together. Thank you all for participating in my lovely worst little quiz in the world. It was a pleasure to have
Thank
you.
Thank you, Rory.
Evening.
Thank you.
It was great to be
Thanks
here.
For judging Bye. Us.
You're welcome. I like judging
and
others.
And scoring us. Blue yeah. ribbon.
I like judging and scoring. and on that note, let's hear another song.
Okay.
You guys got more?
It has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. One more song, at least?
We do.
Little Red
we
Corvette.
We do.
Oh, yeah. We
I say
that.
One more song, and then we'll do a little send-off and remind everybody about your Facebook site and your...
Facebook.
Give us a holler if you want to book our band.
Give you a dollar?
Give us a holler if you just want to check it out. There should be some pictures and everything else going on there. Check it out for yourself.
We'll get new pictures with all the new
sexy,
pictures.
Muscular black guys.
That's right. That's me.
Well, you've got the black guy at least.
Yeah. Muscular, not so much.
All right, Little Red Corvette.
Okay.
Yay.
They must.
Guess I should have known by the way you park your car sideways that it wouldn't last. See, you're the type of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You'll say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I'll say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last.
I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. 'Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, babe, I got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. Oh, could buy a body like yours, I'd be in jail. 'Cause it's on the verge of being obscene. Move over, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine. I say, little red Corvette. Baby, you must do fast. Oh, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last, little red Corvette. Honey, you gotta slow down.
Got to slow down,
little red Corvette. 'Cause if you don't, you gonna run your little red Corvette right to the ground. Right down to the ground. You gotta slow down. Too fast, too, too fast. Girl, you need a love that's gonna last. Ah! Girl, you've got an ass like I never seen. And the right, I say the ride is so small. Y'all must be out there, pussy. Baby, you're much too fast. Ow, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last, little red Corvette. Oh, honey, you gotta slow down.
You got to slow down.
Gonna run your body right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Right down
right to the ground. Right to the ground.
Little red Corvette. Oh.
There it is.
Yeah. You know what's great about like Prince and songs like that? It, like, it reminds me of middle school. It reminds me of high school. It reminds me of college.
God, you're old.
All different parts of my life were like that song and Raspberry Beret and of course, you know, 99, everybody played the I still had that on album when 1999 rolled around.
I will say this.
I have since sold my record collection, but yeah. I had it for that. I had it for that night.
I got it again.
Cheers.
Like,
cheers.
I will say a month this. Ago.
I've been,
he wants to say something.
I've been playing in metal bands.
I don't usually listen.
Princess.
It's kind of like having Nick here.
Oh. We'll just talk to each other.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, so anyway.
So I still have like 3 record players, and then I got one for my birthday last year. It's like someone couldn't find a close and play, but they found, what was it, Fisher Price?
Oh, yeah, the little Fisher Price wind up.
Yeah, so
ones.
I took it to work. And
those, you know, still work really good.
Yes. Yeah, they're awesome. All right, Bishop, what?
No, I'll say this. I haven't played in metal bands forever and a day, and I'll say this. Prince is like school all over again. You learn.
Yeah.
Like so much about music. Like you just think, you just don't think of things the way that he does. Well,
I mean, you know, pop songs might be all simple and they all use the same 3-4 chords, but,
yeah, but
Prince is
a
musical prodigy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It's not simple at all. It sounds simple.
Right.
But once you start playing it, you're like, oh, wait. Oh.
And then
oh,
it does geez, that, and
really?
Then it goes there, yeah. And then it. Yeah.
But it just sounds, I guess, because, I mean, he's Prince, so obviously he's a genius, but. Yeah, it shows. I think I've become a better musician as a whole, having done this. So
cool. Well, that's good to know. Well, so everybody, you should please check them out. Keep posted with their Facebook page and find out when their next upcoming show is in maybe October.
Yeah,
maybe
Halloween
show. So
check
them out. Oh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should be easy for you to book a show there.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah, I think I got it. I think I got it unlocked.
And we've mentioned before, love the new stage and sound system over there.
Yeah.
It's like a for real venue.
They're putting a lot of money into it. And I don't even think they're finished yet. They just got their subwoofers in and everything
else.
Nice. So they're going to blacken out the stage. Yeah, just wait, dude.
Come back and check it out.
Yeah.
It's a good time over there. Well, I want to hit up what's happening this weekend, the things that I know about. Thursday, we've got the Summer Music Series at the Alley, I believe with Reno We Have a Problem, former guest of the show and good friends
Ooh,
of
good
ours.
Time.
Also Thursday night, Translation Audio is going to be back in town playing at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. We missed having them on for a phone interview today and last week because I'm a jerk. But they are a great, great fucking band. Please go check out Translation Audio at Jub Jub's Thursday the 26th, I think it is. Friday night, we've got La Josephine Presents the Bohemian Burlesque at the Treehouse Lounge. Please go check that out since these are the last few months of Underground and Treehouse. Unfortunately, Remy's closing the doors. Everybody likes Remy. Everybody likes the club.
Yay, really.
But nobody ever goes in, so that's all your fault for
being... excuse me, I've been in several other bands that have played there.
I'm just saying audience. It's their fault for not showing up and supporting enough shows.
I think you have to be Mexican.
Or a hipster.
Yeah. Or a hipster.
And then Saturday, the real big event this weekend, Holland Project's Forage, in which they will be going on a bike tour of art around Reno, starting at the Holland Project and ending up at the Nevada Museum of Art, where there will be a screening of a silent film scored by past guests Dan Ruby and Steven from the Schizopolitans.
That's going to be awesome.
You know, yeah. My son was here this past June, and... I finally went to the museum.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
Isn't it?
Awesome. I would recommend that just... Yeah, thank
we
you.
We have a nice museum here in town.
Yeah.
People should check it out.
It's amazing.
They had that Egyptian exhibit up last year. That was pretty great. They're always bringing in Nevada artists, worldwide artists. They do a lot of stuff with local Reno...
I was pleasantly surprised. It was.
Cheers.
Good, man. I would pay money to go there anytime. I was... Good show.
Good on you, man, being a civic supporter. So those are my picks for this weekend. Reno, We Have a Problem, Translation Audio, Bohemian Burlesque, and Forage. Rick, do you got anything going on? Any gay Christian get-togethers?
get-togethers?
See me at the 5-Star Friday and Saturday night. I'll be sitting on the edge of the dance floor not being picked up by anybody probably because I look like a skinhead.
Oh, come on.
And I'll come pick up on you.
You don't look like a skinhead. You're beautiful.
And wearing I Suck Cock for Christ t-shirt.
Just for the record, Jesus never told me to do that.
He didn't say you shouldn't either.
Jesus!
Do you guys have anything you're involved with or know of anything going on this week and you want to promote?
Yep.
No?
Nothing this week, no. Just Nowhere Nevada's going on.
Yep, Nowhere Nevada. Yep. We're going to have the Kickstarter up any day as soon as Dave Richards finishes filling out the forms. And the Kickstarter will be up and you can help us produce this
movie. It should
be
up. I thought it was up. I was told it was up.
I'm in charge of it. No, it's not.
Oh.
I didn't put it live unless Brian did. And if he did, that's dumb.
I just talked to Brian and he said that you did it. And so
no, I have not put it up because they won't.
That would explain why it's not done.
Uh-huh. Somebody needs to. Somebody needs to click a button, and then I can do it. But until they do that.
I hear you. Yeah. Okay, I hear you.
But they're busy. They're busy. Important men.
I'm looking forward to getting really fucked up.
This weekend? Yeah, all right. If you see Bishop out, buy him a drink.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, this isn't this week, but September 28th, we're doing a fundraiser for Spike and Jackson because the guitars were stolen, the truck was stolen, the wedding rings were stolen. So we are doing a little fundraiser September 28th. It's a Friday. I think I already have 7 music acts booked.
Excellent, excellent. Nice. Yeah, and I hosted by yours truly, the Reverend Rory Dabb.
I asked Rory to do his awesome. I said, well, you do your awesome.
And I am more than happy to help out some good friends like Spike and Jackson to losing their shit from a douchebag.
So September 28th at Jub Jub's, please come and support your local music.
I'm sure we will mention that in the coming
I know,
weeks,
but I'm here now.
Good call. Good call. Well, if that's it, this has been a wonderful, wonderful little episode. Thank you guys for being here with us. I had a great time.
Thanks for having us.
You stick around after the show.
Thanks, Rick.
we have more to discuss.
Apparently you like white dudes.
Nerdy white dudes.
There's a conversation that needs to be had. No, but really, thank you guys for being in here. For Nick Ramirez, Chewy Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this has been another wonderful episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. And I would just like to say, good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
When I was 10 years old, my entire family fucked me under the Christmas tree.
Dogwater Studios.
How's this for motivation, huh?
Ow!